Chapter 4. At the Workhouse.
Find a bed, boy. It's not Queen Victoria's Palace, but it's good enough for you.
Someone pushed him, and Matt fell into a large room. It was dark, but a little light came in from the small high windows. The room was full of low wooden beds, all occupied by two or three very dirty sleeping children. The sound of snoring filled the rancid air.
Queen Victoria? A workhouse?
Thought Matt.
Oh no! I'm not in Newbridge in the year of Mom and Dad's accident. I'm in the wrong time.
Matt suddenly felt very tired. He pushed one of the sleeping boys gently to make space for himself in a bed. The child moved, but didn't wake up. The only blanket was rough, and Matt started to scratch.
Oh, I hope there aren't any fleas,
was his last thought before he fell asleep, exhausted. Matt opened his eyes at the first light of day. With a shock, he saw a pair of dusty feet in front of his nose. Then he remembered where he was, in the workhouse.
What are you doing in my bed?
The owner of the feet looked at Matt, irritated.
I'm sorry,
replied Matt, sitting up quickly.
But last night I...
He stopped speaking as the boy looked at his clothes with curiosity. Matt looked at the boy, then at the hundreds of other children in the room, now almost all awake. The boys all wore ragged pants, tied with string, simple cotton shirts and scarves. The girls wore long cotton dresses and aprons. Many had no shoes. Matt, embarrassed by his nice colourful clothes and by their curiosity, began to talk to his young companion to distract him.
What's your name? My name's Matt Johnson.
Jack Jellyby, but everyone calls me Ginger. He indicated his short red hair, smiling.
Breakfast time, you lazy creatures!
Shouted a fat man with small malignant eyes and a red face, banging a large stick on a long table in the room. The children immediately moved towards the table for their breakfast. Matt saw Ginger return with his metal plate, half full of a disgusting grey liquid.
Who's that horrible man, and what are you eating?
Matt asked Ginger.
You new here, Matt, he replied kindly, so let me explain. The master, Mr. Grimlard, wakes us for breakfast at 6 a.m. every day. Eat your gruel fast and don't talk or he'll hit you with his stick, old whacker. That's his favourite pastime. After breakfast we start work.
What work do you do here? And where are the adults?
Matt began to feel the oppressive air of the workhouse. The thin, miserable children around him were a sad testimony to the hard life there. Many looked ill, and all were very thin and pale.
We make cotton here, Matt, answered Ginger. There are no adults, because we are all orphans or from very poor families. We work from 6:30 in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening. The older children work on the spinning machines and looms. The very small children lie under the machines and collect the threads that fall.
Matt was shocked by Ginger's description. These children did 12 hours of work every day. Matt joined the queue and received his bowl of disgusting gruel.
I miss my cornflakes, he thought.
But he was very hungry and tasted the gruel. It was like dirty water. He ate it, but still felt incredibly hungry. Ginger and the other children looked at him astonished as he stood up and went towards Mr. Grimlard, who observed him with a menacing expression, picking up his stick from the table.
Excuse me, sir. Can I have some more gruel?
Matt held his empty bowl in his hands as he spoke. Mr. Grimlard's red face became a strange purple colour, and he seemed to expand like an enormous toad before Matt's eyes.
Ma! Ma! He shouted. You can have some of old whacker, you insolent young criminal!
Criminal?
Matt was indignant at the tyrant's answer.
This gruel is criminal.
Mr. Grimlard seemed ready to explode.
You boys will go to the mines,